This is Louis Nabilir. It is Wednesday, June 21st. Well, the stock market is just oscillating right now. So what was down yesterday is now up today and vice versa. So we're basically treading water here and we're all on pins and needles waiting to see what Jerome Powell says in front of Congress. Now, these congressional testimonies are so boring that it's really hard to watch. And of course, our elected leaders just like to belittle the Fed chairman and the impact of higher rates on the economy. But Jerome Powell did issue a prepared statement before he started his congressional testimony, implying that the pause was just a pause and that the majority of the FOMC members do want to raise rates further. Now, folks, that's not going to happen for a variety of reasons. One is wholesale inflation has been negative 3 out of the last 4 months. It's running at a 1.1% annual pace. Second, you're going to have a dramatic collapse in the CPI in July because we're cutting off a 1.2% increase from June of 2022. Third, it's politically unacceptable, okay? To raise rates when the economy is not hitting all cylinders is just a bad thing to do. Now, speaking of the economy, we had explosive housing starts yesterday, strongest in 6 years, and that's a good sign. My favorite economist, Ed Yardini, has gone from calling it the economy a rolling recession to now a rolling recovery. And the truth of the matter is, you look around the world, the U.S. is the economic leader. China is really, really struggling, okay? They're trying to reengage with the rest of the world, but it's not going well. You know, a lot of countries are now looking for new suppliers outside of China that they used to get from China. So Southeast Asia is a huge winner. So is Japan and South Korea. In Europe, they're accusing their transplants in China, like Volkswagen's auto factories, of being, you know, just basically running the auto workers like slaves. And so there's that pushback from Europe. So what's interesting is China's imports and exports are declining. We'll see if they improve here. China did start to cut rates last week. We had more rate cuts this week. And we'll see just see how many rate cuts they can have to make to get their economy going. The other thing that's interesting is, so we are neutral in rates. China's cutting. Europe is still raising rates. You may know that the UK has hideous inflation, but you may also know the UK is ahead of the green energy goals of other European countries. And green energy is very expensive, okay? That's why the British Prime Minister has to subsidize households, because if you look at your power bill for the green stuff, it's just cost prohibitive for some people. So we're in a very interesting conundrum here and around the world. And the bottom line is the U.S. is the oasis. The U.S. consumer is the leading economic engine in the world. You know, in the last retail sales report, we had 10 of the 13 consumer sectors improving. So I think we're looking okay here. But again, we're not hitting on all cylinders. And manufacturing really needs to recover, because it's been negative for 7 months. And I know they're trying to onshore and try to do a lot of things domestically, but it's not showing up in the ISM manufacturing data. So it's a fascinating time we're in. In the meantime, you know, we had Secretary of State Anthony Blinken go to Beijing this week to try to reengage with China. Things are looking better, and then looks like maybe Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary, would go over there and maybe eventually they'd even have a summit between, you know, China and the U.S. However, at a campaign event in California on Tuesday, President Biden called Chinese President Xi a dictator. So that there was a very strong response from the Chinese Foreign Ministry. And so whatever improvements in relationships the U.S. has had with China has only lasted a day. So it's just interesting to watch all these things that are going on. All I can tell you, folks, is you know, the world has stagnated. China has stagnated. Europe has stagnated. The war between Ukraine and Russia is also causing more stagnation. Although it's interesting that there's five European countries that will not buy the Ukrainian wheat anymore because they don't want it to compete with their domestic market because they grow wheat in other surrounding countries. So the world is everybody's out for themselves right now. And we're just fortunate in America to be isolated from a lot of these problems. We're fortunate to be energy independent, agriculturally independent. So we are the world's leader, and our consumers are a lot happier than others. We're in the middle of the summer months now, where everybody gets out and about. That's usually good for consumer spending, energy consumption, etc. So I'm looking forward to the next earnings announcement season. Right now, the analyst community is positive on our stocks. I am expecting earnings surprises starting mid-July when the earnings come out. And I'm expecting very good earnings growth for the next four quarters. So things are getting better, but, you know, it's just a slow grind. And this week we're oscillating. So I didn't mean to bore you with a commentary, but that's kind of what's going on. So enjoy the summer months, folks. The annual Russell realignment, the final pops will be next Monday, just so you know. And then that will be over. And then we can all celebrate the fact that a lot of our stocks are added to the Russell indices and we got a free pop. So that's it. Celine Avalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.